All right. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming. My name is Adam. I work for Red Hat, and I do CentOS Stream for day job. I'm the CentOS Stream lead. And I want to talk to you about CentOS Stream and how we, Red Hat, use it to get work done on RHEL, and how you can use it to participate, but also build your stuff. And we'll see. OK, so just to set the context, before CentOS Stream, we did something like this, like when we created RHEL, Enterprise Linux, I'll keep saying RHEL. We took what's in Fedora, that's where the innovation happens, and then we had like a long process to build RHEL out of some of that. And when that go out somewhere later, CentOS Linux happened. And yeah, that was interesting, but the problem was that when you find something in that rebuild, you can't really change much because the goal was to be a rebuild of RHEL. So what we did with CentOS Stream, we kind of switched it a little bit. Now the process is like there's more steps. So we have Fedora still. There's nothing changing about Fedora. That's still the primary place where innovation happened. That's the upstream. We have something called Fedora ELN, which is like a subset of the content rebuilt with RHEL configuration. And that's the next major RHEL release. So if you go out and look at Fedora ELN, that's what RHEL 10 is sort of right now. Then CentOS Stream happens. This is where the development of RHEL happens in public. And if you talk to Red Hatters, they will sort of somehow like combine these together, CentOS Stream and RHEL, because this is really our development space. And I'll have more details later. So this is tracking the next minor version of RHEL. And this is what you can use, but you can also contribute to it. And yeah, we'll get into details. So this is basically, if you heard Fedora ELN CentOS Stream, this is what it is. And I have some more details here. It's this is Fedora Rawhide sources. This has its own sources, and this is the real build flag. And you can also see like there's a different amount of packages. This is like a more information there. Okay, so let's talk about how we get work done, or how you can get work done in CentOS Stream, how that works. So there's this diagram, and we're not going to go box after box, no worries, but I just want to demonstrate that you see that we have Bugzilla, where work tracking happens. There's a merge request coming to the GitLab, and then basically everything is synced. So the upper part is the CentOS Stream infrastructure. This is RHEL internal infrastructure, and as change happens, it gets built in both, it gets tested in both, and when that passes test, both get released further to the process, and finally it gets into both RHEL and CentOS. There's something called CentOS Development Compose and Production Compose, which is basically when this Compose is sort of like a repo and ISO and container images. It's just like a snapshot that you can consume. And yeah, there's one that happens after the test. That happens every day. And then the verification, this is like an internal process paperwork and stuff, and then that goes to the production compose. And I can even show you how that happens in the system. So this is what a Bugzilla bug looks like. Someone was adding, this is like half a year ago, a multipath TCP to RHEL. So they created this. They did the merge request in GitLab. Everything was visible publicly. And they submitted a build first in CentOS Stream. That got through, got built in RHEL as well. If I scroll down, there's tags. That was like the multiple steps, the gate, pending candidate. That's how you can know like where it's in the process. And it basically got through that. And now if you're using CentOS Stream, you already have it installed because that's half a year ago for that change. But this is basically the flow, how it works. Let's talk about contributions now. For some context, I'm starting with RHEL 8. Red Hat publicly said that we'll do minor releases of RHEL every 6 months and major releases of RHEL every 3 years. And this is what we've been sort of doing, 8 and 9. And something called ABI, I got that as a note for myself. With RHEL, we make some promises to customers about ABI guarantees and support statements, etc. Basically, whatever you would expect from enterprise OS. So we don't want to break things for customers in the major version. And this will influence what contributions we can take. So the easiest one is bug fixes. If you find a bug and you can fix it, feel free to do so. We'll be very happy to take it, test it, and if it doesn't break things for the customers, merge it, get it in. And that's the easiest way to contribute. You can also contribute stable updates from upstream. And by stable, that gets to the promises. Basically, as RHEL ages, it gets further from the upstream because we need to keep things sort of stable in the ABI way. So we still release updates, like every single minor release, but most of them are backport. So again, welcome to contribute updates that are stable. We'll again fix them, test them, build them, and get them in. And backported features, yeah, this is what I mentioned basically already. I just have a slide for that. What we can take is the ABI non-compatible updates. And if you're wondering about details, there's the document called RHEL Application Compatibility Guide. You can find it online on Red Hat's website, and it'll explain exactly how it works. But most packages have the ABI stable for the entire 10 years of what's like RHEL lifecycle. And we take it really seriously at Red Hat because customers build applications and they want them to run forever without changing them, so we don't want to break this for them. So please don't submit things that would break ABI. We would need to politely explain why not and reject it. That's what you can contribute to Fedora ELN, for example, and we'll get to that. Okay, I have maybe for docs, typos, man pages. There's a thing for customers. If they go to the customer portal and they have a bug with documentation, they can report an issue and get it fixed that way. Otherwise, we tend to batch them together so they land all at once, so maintainers can focus more on like actual feature development, backporting and stuff. So these are welcome, but they might take longer to get in because of this. And this is a detail image of like of the life cycle. If you want to get your change into a specific minor version of RHEL, we don't have a way in the Bugzilla to really communicate it, but you can get in touch with the maintainer. You can sort of anticipate. By the way, minor release, this is the dark blue. Extended update support, this is the light blue, and then update services for SAP. So even like we're done with minor, we still might be supporting it for up to 4 years. And the arrows is like where CentOS framework happens. So it tracks all of them and just changes, make it to the minor releases. And yeah, you can sort of anticipate like where it gets, but there's no communication like where exactly. So if you really need to, you would need to talk to the maintainer. We have this for 8 and there's also 7. There's like a lot of things going in the background. And if you want to contribute, let's talk about how. So you can open bugs in Bugzilla. You can test stream. If you find something, you can open bugs and hopefully get it into the next minor release. You can open merge requests in GitLab, create a GitLab account. But first, please make sure that you have a bug so you start a conversation with the maintainer so they know what's coming and they can also help you with the change. And then you can track the change. This is again from the diagram. We have these three tags in Koji, which like we use to track the process. And you can preview things in the development compose or the production compose base where it gets. And you can get the composes on this URL, and there's /production/development. But otherwise, they go to the mirror. So if you go to CentOS.org, you will find CentOS stream there. Okay, let's have a look at use of CentOS stream. Of course, you can use it to preview RHEL, test features that are in development, see what's coming before it actually gets to RHEL. I think one of the interesting part is that you can use it if you build something on top of RHEL. You can use CentOS Stream in your CI to preview how it would work on the future RHEL, so you can get ready for the next minor release. And one advantage, like compared to a rebuild, is that you can, if you find a bug, like in CentOS Stream, you can actually get it fixed for you and get it in RHEL proper. So this is like what we're trying to do there. And this is actually one of the most interesting for me. So we have special interest groups. There's like the hyperscale SIG, there's cloud SIG, there's the K-mode SIG, and they work in the CentOS Stream community and they build their own stuff on top of CentOS Stream. So they have like a stable enterprise SIG platform. But again, compared to a rebuild, they can actually influence what's happening. They can submit changes, unbreak things for them, and get it into RHEL proper. I know the hyperscale SIG, they're maintaining a bunch of stuff before they actually merge it. And yeah, there's really interesting stuff going on. You're welcome to come in and create your own SIG and use the community build system to build everything, and CentOS Stream is definitely there as the primer build targets. So that was mostly CentOS Stream. I have something about CentOS Stream 10 and RHEL 10 as well. Basically, we've saw this diagram, and with RHEL 10, we're right here. So if you want to contribute towards RHEL 10, get it in Fedora Rawhide, which means it gets in Fedora ELN if it's within the RHEL package set. And at this point, you can change APIs. You can do whatever Fedora would normally do through Fedora changes. So this is like the most flexible time of contribution towards CentOS Stream 10 and RHEL 10. And later when we get to do stream, this is from RHEL 9, but the process is the same. We have like Rawhide and Fedora ELN. Imagine this like Git branches, and Fedora Rawhide is the rebuild, ELN follows it, and we branch CentOS Stream from that, and then later start doing RHEL. And yeah, we call that bootstrap, that phase that'll be happening somewhere later. And yeah, that's how it happens. So you can get your changes to Fedora ELN right now. And that was a different